This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As California's budgetary woes continue, Proposition 13 has increasingly become a focus of those who wish to reform the state's financial processes. Among them is San Francisco Assessor Phil Ting, who observes that the 31-year-old ballot measure has resulted in a 180-degree inversion of who pays the state's tax burden.
Before Prop 13, 59% of the taxes that were paid by commercial property owners. 30-plus years later, it is now 57% of the tax burden is being paid by residential property owners. So it's the exact inverse of what was supposed to happen.
In general, commercial properties change ownership much less frequently than residential parcels, but both are bound by Prop 13's limit of a 2% per year increase in assessed value since the property last changed hands. That has resulted, Ting says, in a disproportionate undervaluing of commercial properties for tax purposes.
Statewide, commercial properties, their assessed values are 58% of their full market values. In San Francisco, it's 49%.
So Ting is trying to build support for a change in Prop 13 to relieve residential properties of their increased share of the property tax burden by changing the way commercial properties are assessed. This approach, known as splitting the property tax rolls, could be done in one of several ways.
We could have commercial property be fully reassessed every single year, which is done in most parts of the country. We could have commercial property pay a different tax rate, or we could have commercial property be inflated at a different rate. Residential could be 2% and commercial could be 7%, so that you have something that's more closer to market value on the commercial property.
Bill Rousseau, Sonoma County's chief deputy assessor, agrees with Ting's analysis of the situation, but he's wary of that first option.
It would generate some more revenue, but it would also have a lot more administrative costs. If you had a split roll, then I'd have to have commercial appraisers in the office in order to appraise commercial properties, whether it would be annually or if there was a cyclical reassessment similar to before Prop 13. We used to go out and do every 3 years. That means within 3 years, I would have to do every commercial property in Sonoma County. That'd take a lot of manpower.
Rousseau suggests a more immediate step to correct the existing imbalance would be enacting tighter requirements on the reporting of changes of ownership for commercial properties.
Commercial properties in general miss being reappraised because of the complex ownership these properties usually have. A lot of times they're in corporations or limited liability corporations, and there may be some type of transfer that's not recorded through a grant deed that occurs during the year, and thus they escape reassessment.
Changes in ownership reporting have the additional benefit of being something the legislature can do, while changes in Prop 13 require a constitutional amendment approved by California voters statewide. And right now, reports Phil Ting, most voters aren't even aware that Prop 13 covers commercial lands.
Every time I walk into the room, I ask for a show of hands how many people know Prop 13. You know, most people raise their hand. Then I ask them how many of them believe that Prop 13 covers commercial property. Only about half of them even raise their hands, and of the half, some are kind of waving it like they're not really sure.
Ting has launched a Close the Loophole campaign to educate voters about the issue, with an eye toward a possible ballot measure to amend Prop 13 in the 2012 election. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.